It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here is Ruth Carol Cushman, who has just celebrated her 51st wedding anniversary with her husband, Glenn, and has recently moved to Fraser Retirement Community in Boulder.
I'm Ruth Carol Cushman. On March 9th, we moved from our home that was surrounded by open space field into an apartment at Fraser Retirement Community. And just 1 week later, Fraser went on lockdown. But we are grateful that we can still walk around the small park and pond that's across the road from here. But we can't go out and, say, walk around Walden or Sawhill Ponds, which I would love to do right now. Well, after 9/11, Barbara Kinsolver wrote a book called Small Wonders to Stave Off Despair. In the face of the looming pandemic, here are just a few wonders, large and small, that we've observed in the weeks following lockdown. The day after lockdown in mid-March, two bald eagles circled above Thunderbird Lake and a red-winged blackbird gave its conk-a-ree spring song. A pale spider, possibly imported from our former home, scuttled across the carpet. It was almost a perfect match in color. Amidst the rubble of construction at Fraser, daffodils are blooming, and even more daffodils are blooming across the road at the little park we love. During the big snowstorm in mid-March, a male house finch with bright red feathers and his brownish mate lit on our balcony railing. Now more finches and more finches are singing their sweet spring song from trees that are just now beginning to leaf out. And robins are just caroling away like mad. On April 1st, we added the 23rd bird to our Fraser list. It was a house wren scuttling around on the edge of the pond underneath the cattails. Spring migration has begun in earnest. And just a few days before that, we saw our first turkey vulture soaring in the sky. Friends from outside delivered two rolls of toilet paper to augment our supply of old T-shirts that can be washed and reused. All of this problem with toilet paper reminds me of a backpacking trip years ago when we ran out and tore pages from a paperback copy of Alice in Wonderland. Fortunately, we'd had time to finish reading it first. Many friends are sending us jokes and cartoons to make us laugh, or poems to help us heal. I'd like to close with just a few lines from a poem called A Blessing for Staying Inside by Joyce Bartlett. It ran on March 20th in the New York Times. Even as you wrap yourself in a blanket of solitude, may you discover the secrets of the universe from your spot on the couch.
Ruth Carol Cushman is a Boulder naturalist. She spoke with us from the Fraser Retirement Community, where she and her husband, Glenn, have just celebrated their 51st wedding anniversary.